Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone and welcome back to another edition of Dark Realms. Dark Realms, of course, being an offshoot for the main show, The Dark Paranormal, which is a podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. If you are listening to this on audio, you can pop over to YouTube, go to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal, and there you will find this, or should I say, you won't be seeing this, so the video version of this episode. And of course, on Dark Realms, we take listener suggestions of places which are reputedly haunted, and we take a deeper look at those places, and some of the more infamous hauntings surrounding that place. And this week we've got a big thanks to our listener Shanita, who suggested this very dark realm. And as dark realms come, I always find there's nothing more dark than when human beings set out to humiliate, embarrass, torture, destroy other human beings. That will obviously leave a dark stain on that place or that building, or indeed that island. Because what we're going to look at today is an island. It's located between Australia and New Zealand, and if you're looking on a globe or a map, etc., it's a blink and you'll miss it type of island. The island in question is Norfolk Island. Norfolk Island is positioned in the beautiful South Pacific. It has amazing vistas and is mostly idyllic, but its past is drenched in cruelty, in isolation, and in death. First spotted by Captain James Cook in 1774, the British later would go on to establish a settlement there in 1788, just weeks after founding Sydney. It would initially be used as a support colony to provide food, and also to provide other materials like flax and pine for naval use, and of course, to keep other nations from claiming the land. But the island's real infamy began when it became a penal colony. That first settlement was abandoned in 1814 due to extreme hardship. But 11 years later, in 1825, the British reopened Norfolk Island. But this time, not as a place of support for the Navy or even protection from invaders, but as a punishment outpost. It became known as a dumping ground for the Empire's most incorrigible subjects. These men were convicts who had already reoffended during time elsewhere. But here was the first place that they experienced true hardship in a prison system. And Norfolk Island was regarded as one of the harshest prison systems anywhere in the world. The conditions were horrifying. Convicts worked in chains, they lived in diseased, riddled cells, and they were flogged mercilessly for the smallest infraction. Food was scarce, suicides were common, and some prisoners were even said to draw straws to determine who would be killed and who would be the killer. They willingly partook in this game, so the victim would know at least within a few hours, this would all be over. For the killer, they knew they would be hung and escape torment. By the mid-1800s, even government reformers began calling the place a blight on the British conscience. In 1855, the prison was finally closed. And in 1856, the descendants of the HMS Bounty mutineers, also known as the Pitcairn Islanders, were relocated to Norfolk Island. And they brought with them their families, their culture and language, and they peacefully settled the island. Today, Norfolk is a quiet community and an Australian territory. But the shadows of its past still remain, with more documented ghosts per square kilometre than anywhere else in the Pacific. It's often dubbed, and rightly so, as Australia's most haunted place. So, let's explore some of the most infamous hauntings on this island. And we'll begin by looking at a building known simply as the Duplex, or more complexly as Australia's most haunted house. Along Kingston's Quality Row stands a Georgian-era duplex, built in the 1830s for the chief convict superintendent. Over time, the house was passed to civilian families when the prison closed. Despite its picturesque exterior, it gained a sinister reputation that spanned generations. The duplex is often described as Australia's most haunted residence for a good reason. Many spirits are said to dwell within, including an angry male entity, believed to either be a cruel prison officer or a cruel prisoner. There's also the ghost of a young girl thought to have died tragically nearby. Rachel, a local tour guide who runs ghost tours, recounted one particular night inside the duplex. All of a sudden, there was this banging, really loud. We knew no one was close by and no other duplex doors were moving. There was no wind. It was this angry male. He's violently angry. It felt so uncomfortable here that night that we all were very happy leaving. We were just so glad to get out of there. Groups have reported ice-cold spots, whispering voices, and doors that slam violently on their own. Also more eerily seen is the glowing figure of a little white girl watching from the shadows. Investigators have left objects like marbles on the floor, only to find them moved or placed elsewhere when they return. Photographer Ken Duncan, during a visit, described the house as radiating paranormal energy. He too believed he sensed the presence of a young girl. And it's not just believers. Reportedly, any ardent skeptics who enter the duplex, well, at the very least, they leave unnerved. Next, we'll take a look at the very ominously named Bloody Bridge. Now, the Bloody Bridge is on a quiet stretch of road in Kingston, and it's a stone arch over a gully. But the Bloody Bridge takes its name from a murder, because according to local legend, the convicts who built that very bridge in the 1830s were pushed to the very brink by their overseer, and their overseer's cruelty. And in a moment of rebellion, they turned on him, smashing his skull with a pickaxe. In order to try and hide this grisly body, they try to bury it within the bridge's foundation, sealing his remains in the very structure they were being tortured into building. But when his blood allegedly began to seep through the mortar, things started to be questioned, and all of the convicts involved were executed. To this day, however, the bridge still stands. And of a day, it's fairly innocuous, but of a night, it's another story altogether. Many people claim a heavy atmosphere hangs over that very spot. Others swear they've seen a gaunt-looking figure appear atop the very bridge. One account describes the spectre as a watching man who hovers, watching the road. One tourist recalls his experience walking on the bridge at midnight, when he suddenly felt a weight on his chest and a dull but rhythmic sound. Let's take a quick break to tell you about a wonderful product. Did you know there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our world, from the food we eat to the air we breathe, even the skincare we use? They could be messing with your hormones and making you feel like you're stuck in a mystery of your own. And just like a plot twist in a true crime story or one of those unexpected scary moments in our submitters' experiences, hormonal changes like premenopause or menopause can strike at the most unexpected times. And suddenly you're dealing with mood swings, sleepless nights, and all those other symptoms that make you feel like you're losing control. But here's the good news. This is one mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. Just take the 2-minute free quiz from Happy Mammoth, answer a few simple questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. The results are impressive. There are over 40,000 reviews on their website. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. According to a survey, 86% of the women started losing weight, 77% say it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit? 100% of the women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax?
Sorry, did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. Still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
Like dripping, but there was no water around. And then he heard chains, like shackles, dragging behind. Ray Martin, a respected journalist, once filmed on Norfolk and admitted his seasoned cameraman refused to be anywhere near the bridge or the cemetery at night. Those brave enough to visit the Bloody Bridge by lantern light say it's one of the island's most unsettling spots, where history and horror are quite literally set in stone. And finally today, we'll cast our eye over Limerick Cottage. More specifically, Limerick Cottage and the widow who never left. Limerick Cottage was home to William Tennyson Perry, both a government official and also grandson of the Earl of Limerick. He lived in the property with his wife, Susanna. After the birth of their daughter in 1841, Susanna, along with the baby just days later, unexpectedly died. William remarried swiftly, prompting whispers amongst the islanders that maybe he killed his wife and child, although no official record supports this. Still, those rumours took root. Her ghost, they say, never left. Locals will still speak of ghostly moans and gasping cries, and the struggling to breathe choking sound of a young woman seemingly emanating from the nearby graveyard. These are all attributed to Susanna. Over the years, the ghost has been referred to as Lady Jane, which is likely confusion with his second wife, Margaret Jane. But regardless of inconsistencies with the marriages, the sightings are consistent. One of the most chilling encounters comes from the 1930s, when a local woman out on her veranda with her friends, all reading books and talking away, were disturbed when a child called out, "Oh look! Come now, look!" They all turned in unison to see a glowing ball of light emerge from a tree, and from that ball of light emerged the figure of a young woman in an old-fashioned dress, gliding towards their home. One of the women present said she was pale and lovely. Like an angel, she didn't walk, but she floated, and she vanished before she reached them. Many still believe that was Susanna, still mourning her life, her child, and her betrayal. One modern visitor, strolling near that graveyard around midnight, described a soft touch like something had just stroked her neck. She gasped and turned round to find only trees, but then heard a sigh in her right ear. Still, on the anniversary of Susanna's death, some brave souls do go near her gravestone, and they swear they hear the same choking cries drifting through the night air, weaving their way through the Norfolk pines. Norfolk Island is a place where paradise and purgatory coexist. Its Georgian architecture and idyllic coastlines make it seem peaceful now, but echoes of torment remain embedded in its soil. Now, whether you're drawn there with a fascination for history, a fascination with the paranormal, or a mix of the two, It's really hard to walk through Norfolk without feeling the weight of what come before. Some believe the island itself is alive, with both memories and sorrow, and with spirits that refuse to be forgotten. And knowing what we know now about the horrific treatment those prisoners received, it's hard to believe there is not some dark stain, even possibly worse, lingering on that island. We've touched on that idea or that theory before when looking at one of the former castles on Dark Realms, the idea that so much negativity could possibly manifest itself altogether as some sort of malevolent force. But apparently, it's now more of a touristy spot and is being treated rightfully as the beautiful place it is, but it will still always be a Dark Realm. Don't forget, if you're listening to this on audio, head over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal. And if you're watching this on YouTube, simply search for The Dark Paranormal wherever you get your podcasts. And until next week, stay safe and take care.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.